As more Americans try to eat healthier, consumers are trying to find out more information about the food they purchase at the grocery store, and that means reading the labels. But terms like organic and all natural can be confusing. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness program Take Care, recently spoke to NYU professor of sociology and nutrition Marion Nessel about how the FDA regulates food labels and how consumers have demanded changes in those rules.
The term 100% natural, would you say that's one of the hot-button terms that needs a stricter definition and law enforcement?
Yes, and that and added sugars, I think, are the two big ones that are under discussion right now. I recently signed a petition to the FDA to have added sugars added to the nutrition facts label because there's a difference between added sugars and those that are naturally present. There's that word again, naturally present in food. And I think those two go together. People want to know what's being added to their foods, and unless you're a very sophisticated label reader, it's very difficult to figure that out.
The term 100% natural, what does it mean? Do you have to prove anything? How will the FDA make that definition? What's the process that might take place?
The FDA has a very elaborate process. Its regulatory people propose a rule. That proposed rule gets put in the Federal Register and is then open to public comment, and interested parties will write in over some period of time. The FDA will then take those comments into consideration and then do a final rule, and then that'll go into effect. It takes years.
Dr. Nessel, can you give us an example of where that has been successfully done, where consumers have gotten together and forced something to change?
Sure. The trans fat label is an obvious example. The Center for Science in the Public Interest spent 12 years begging, pleading, petitioning the FDA to list trans fats on the food label, and eventually the FDA did. And overnight, companies removed trans fats from their products. So there's hardly a processed food in the supermarket that reports any trans fat in its products. I thought that was a great success.
Dr. Nessel, the removal of trans fats occurred at a time probably when social media and blogging and all of that internet sharing wasn't really going on. Do you see this ability for consumers to band together to be an effective mode of implementing change?
Well, it can be if it's not overused. I mean, certainly the blogger who was concerned about the beef product in hamburger referred to unattractively as pink slime generated hundreds of thousands of signatures on a petition to get that product labeled and out of the food supply. And that was a very effective use of social media. Others are less successful. If you get the attention of the press and you get the attention of people who are sending a lot of viral messages around, you can be very effective in generating a lot of attention to your issue.
Nutritionist and sociologist Dr. Marion Nessel speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.